803-0550 to join us on Football Friday as we talk Bills Titans with Mr. John Murphy, who will bring you the broadcast with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio from Nashville Monday night here on WGR. Murph segment brought to you by Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Happy Football Friday, Mr. Murphy. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well. Thanks.
I got to bring this up, Murph. So on Monday's Zoom call, Rousseau had a really good game against Kansas City, and one of the reporters was asking Sean McDermott about what he thinks about how great Rousseau has looked so far. And McDermott, he's laughing when he says, he's like, whoa. It's basically like, let's not put the gold jacket on him just yet, which I thought was really funny. But it does get to this point. Rousseau has been, I think, right, better, quicker, sooner than any of us would have expected.
Oh, no question. I look, you think about guys, and when they draft him, you look at the background and where he's coming from. And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure he would contribute or even start at all this year, right? After a year off last year, he opted out last year. You're not quite sure if he's ready to play, how much experience he had, how green he would be, I guess, is the phrase to use. And he's been beyond all that. He's a contributing, he's AFC Defensive Player of the Week. You know, that's how good he is. He's got unique physical characteristics. He's so long. His arms are so long. His legs are so long. And I think there's something to be said, too, not just for him, but for the team he was drafted by, the Buffalo Bills, and the situation the Bills are in. There's a culture here that people used to laugh about a couple of years ago when McDermott got, but a culture of, this is how we play, and Rousseau has adopted that and shown the way to be a contributor, and I think he's exceeded my expectations, and I think most people's expectations for a late first-round pick who didn't even play football last year. I think it's pretty amazing.
And I think it's interesting, too, Murph. Again, I'm not here to suggest. I remember we actually said this in the preseason after the game against Detroit, probably. Not here to tell you he's Bruce Smith. But he's exciting to watch, Murph. And I do go back to that first game against Detroit when he pushes Sewell back into the quarterback. And I think, wrapped in everything you say, opting out for a year, really one big year at Miami, it's going to take some time. You don't just come in the NFL and maybe Basham might be better right away because he had more playing time at right. Wake Forest. But Rousseau is fun to watch, Murph. He's fun to watch because of pass rushing ability, because of multiple ways to get to the quarterback, but also his length is such a factor. The interception the other day, his ability to, he's blocked against the run, but he frees one long arm up to help slow down the rusher and let someone else make the tackle. He can play. And by the way, again, I guess I am. Hopefully McDermott's not listening because he's probably yelling at me. But also, Murph, I think what's interesting or exciting about that is you see raw skill and you see raw ability. Wait till he actually learns all the things you need to learn as a defensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah, he can only get better, right?
And
who knows? Who knows how his body might change, in coming years. I'm not saying it'll change a lot, but you would think he would fill out a little bit. His body type is unique for the position. He's built like a power forward in the NBA. And you don't see guys that build making the kind, playing his position on a regular basis and making the kind of plays that he's already demonstrated so far this year. So, the sky's the limit. It's very early in his career. As I said, he's already exceeded what I expected and what I think what most people expected from him this year. And who knows how good he can get and the kind of plays he can make. I think the sky's the limit.
One of the storylines, Murph, I think going into this game for a number of fans might be, hey, no letdown, right? Big, huge win over Kansas City. People are probably patting these guys on the back. And I feel like at this point, safe to say, that's just not something you should worry about with a Sean McDermott-coached Bills team.
Yeah, I do too. And I would ask him, close observers, people who have been following the team for years, or at least the last 4.5 years, look, McDermott's teams, they don't do that, right? And nobody can really cite an example of a Sean McDermott team that was kind of riding the wave of success and let down a little bit or overlooked an opponent or, played down to an opponent's level. He just doesn't let that happen. At least to date, he hasn't, 4.5 years. And I don't think there's any indication they will. I do think, in this case, that the upcoming bye week sort of adds to it, they can look ahead and say, hey, we get this one at Tennessee and then we get a week off, a well-deserved week off. And to be honest, and somebody pointed this out yesterday, a close observer of the Bills, you hate to say, well, that loss was good for the Bills, but losing the opener to Pittsburgh, and it wasn't a ridiculous loss. The Steelers won 12 games last year, but losing that game sort of, I think, refocused this team at the start of the season. It was like, whoa, okay, we've got to play well. We've got to do this. And I think the electric charge they got from that game remains with this team, the notion that they have to keep playing, right? They have to keep doing it. And I think that's important for this team.
John Murphy with us on the Western Hotline, 803-0550 for your Bills questions, comments, opinions on the matchup Monday night against Tennessee. Murph, the Bills offense, I wanted to ask you, with the addition of Emmanuel Sanders, who's looked very good in his first five games, and the larger story of the emergence of Dawson Knox and what he's done so far this season, how much more difficult is this offense, which was pretty hard to defend last year? And I'll even throw in what looks to be a more efficient running game. How much more difficult do you believe this offense is to defend?
Yeah, they were really good last year, but they're a little bit better, I think you're right, this year. And, I agree with all the things you said, the addition of Dawson Knox and Emmanuel Sanders, and it looks like an increased running game. You know what I think one underrated factor is familiarity in the system and flexibility within the offensive system, right? Fourth year with Brian Daboll's offensive system, fourth year for, Josh Allen to adapt to the system. And I really think it's meant a lot to the Bills. And I think just back to the Kansas City game, I was talking to another a Bills observer yesterday and, about the number of different looks they gave the Chiefs defense, the different formations and different personnel combinations. And I think it's kind of overwhelming if you're a Bills opponent to go up against this Buffalo team that can show you a variety of different looks and different attack you different ways. Maybe they're running the ball today. Maybe they're throwing the ball. Maybe they're using the Cole Beasley more this game. You know what I mean? They just present so many challenges. I think that makes them very difficult to defend, too, the versatility and the flexibility of what their offense is, along with all the great talent, which I agree with you, has been enhanced a little bit this year compared to last year.
All right, Murph, let's talk Tennessee before we let you go. You like to watch games of each opponent on the Bills schedule, and, we've been talking about Tennessee, not sure what to make of them. I went into the season, I didn't think they were in the group of top AFC contenders because I think there were questions about their defense. And it's funny, as the season's played out, now they've had a ton of injuries, but as the season's played out, sounds like their defense is okay, but their offense is really struggling. Their line isn't playing well. The passing game isn't maybe where they thought it would be. What do you make of the 3-2 Tennessee Titans from what you've been looking at?
Yeah, I mean, it's only 3-2, and as we talked to Micah Hyde last week, bro, it's only five games, and it is only five. It's only five games for Tennessee too. But I think they've demonstrated themselves through five games to be sort of one-dimensional on offense, in particular. They're so heavily focused on the run; they're almost a throwback team running the ball as much as they do, and the way they run the ball. And Derrick Henry is a premier player in the league. They should run the ball with him. But it seems to me, and they get Julio Jones back this week. With Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, they have potential to be a much better passing team than they have been. I've never been a huge fan of Ryan Tannehill, and I think he's kind of saved some of his worst performances for games against the Buffalo Bills. So it's a threat. I don't know if it's a major threat. If they find a decent passing game this week, they'll be a much more difficult team to contend with. But I think they're one-dimensional, and maybe as far as I think the Bills are an elite level team, and I don't know if the Bills can lose to a team as one dimensional as Tennessee Titans appear to be. Yeah, the defense is pretty good, not great, but I think they're good and they're capable, but I don't think they're in Buffalo's class. I'll probably regret saying that. But
No, and it's funny. No, because I would also bring up, like, Derrick Henry is, the focal point, right? And he's leading the league in yards. He's leading the league in yards after contact. He's, he's doing all this stuff for them. He's a workhorse. And in three games, knock on wood, whatever the Bills have done, stick with your plan, because Derrick Henry has been really average in three games against the Bills so far. This will be the game he runs for 200 yards. They've done a very good job of keeping him in check.
Yeah, the Bills have in recent years. That's right. And there's always a capability, and who knows? As we said, it's only five games. Things can change, and maybe they will, but I think the Bills are on a pretty big roll right now, and I don't see any reason why that would stop this coming Sunday, or Monday, rather.
Murph, have fun Monday night, and I feel like you'll be seeing a lot of Bills colors in the crowd.
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, it's always wild down there. You almost have to be careful not to get caught up in the hoopla. It's amazing how Buffalo fans – Nashville's always been one of my favorite places. But it's amazing to me how Buffalo fans have almost adopted Nashville over the last couple of years as the place to be for road games. It's pretty fun.
Enjoy the trip, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.